Well, as some of the golfing seasons begin to wind down, this week we'll take a look at a couple of events. We'll look at the Wyndham Championship, which is the final event of the regular season on the PGA Tour before they head to the first of the FedEx Cup playoffs next week in New Jersey. Very important week for a lot of players who are trying to, I guess initially, trying to get inside the top 125 who will retain or regain their playing status for the PGA Tour next season. And for others, they're trying to advance as far up the FedEx Cup table as possible in order that they can get into the following week's BMW Championship and then ultimately into the final 30 to make it to the Tour Championship in 2 to 3 weeks' time. We'll look first at the players that have winning chances, at least, or in my opinion, have winning chances. I think Webb Simpson's really, I guess when you try and work out winners of golf tournaments, you look at players' record on the golf course, you look at their current form. And in every respect, Webb Simpson ticks both boxes. He's playing very well of late. He's played well on this golf course. He was a winner in 2011, and he's been second and third the last 2 years at this event. He was second last week at the World Golf Championships FedEx Cup event. He was second at the Canadian Open, so his current form is very good, Webb Simpson. And he does enjoy a very good record at this golf course. So he's at $11, certainly the favourite in many people's eyes. But because of those issues that I raised earlier. So $11, probably worth a bet, even despite the fact that he's at relatively short odds. Hideki Matsuyama's at $15. He's played this event in 29 under par in his last two appearances in the event, finishing 11th and 3rd. He's not won for 2 years, admittedly, but he's playing well enough this season, I think. And clearly this is a golf course that appears to fit his eye, Hideki Matsuyama. And if he was to win this season, this could be well the event to do so. Paul Casey's at $21. He's had a really solid year to date. It's his first time here since 2015 when he did finish third at this venue. So he's got a bit of a liking for the golf course, and given the current form that he's in after what has been a really solid year to date, then he's got to be some sort of a chance at $21. I think Billy Horschel's at $21 is also worth considering. He's had several good finishes of late. He was ninth at the Memorial. He was ninth last week at the WGC event. And he's had two or three very good finishes here, Billy Horschel. He did miss the cut at the Open, but he wasn't alone amongst the elite golfers to do that. Now, the other player probably worth keeping an eye on is Brant Snedeker, who's missed only three cuts and 19 starts this year. He was fifth recently in Detroit. He's had plenty of good finishes here, including his win last year, which opened with a first round of 59, Brant Snedeker. So he's at $26. So those players that I consider very good chances to win are Webb Simpson at $11, Hideki Matsuyama at $15, Billy Horschel and Paul Casey at $21, and Brant Snedeker at $26. Of the Australians, Cameron Smith's played pretty well the last couple of weeks. He was 20th at the Open Championship. I think he finished 12th last week, so he's in pretty good form. He did finish 7th at his last start at this particular venue a couple of years ago. And the other Australians in the field, Aaron Baddeley and Matty Jones, are both guaranteed to retain their status on the PGA Tour. But for the likes of Curtis Luck and Cameron Davis, they're well outside the top 125 at the moment. And I think Luck needs a top 2 this week, a runner-up finish or better this week. And Cameron Davis needs a top 3 if he's to get inside the top 125. And Rod Pampling's well outside the top 200, and his initial task would it be to get inside the top 200 and at least get to the Korn Ferry finals in order to try and regain his status via that route. Another interesting Australian player this week is John Lyras from Sydney, who managed to, as an amateur, managed to gain a start in the event by a Monday qualifying. A hell of an achievement in so many respects. He's turned professional as a result of making it into the field this week. Probably sees the chance to make a few bucks if he's able to get through to the weekend, but that's going to be a fairly significant task. But well done to John Lyras for being able to make it into the field. So that is the Wyndham Championship, which gets underway in Greensboro in North Carolina on Thursday. The Women's British Open has been played at the Woburn Golf and Country Club, about an hour or so just north of, maybe just a little bit more north of London. The fifth and final major of the year for the ladies, being played at the Woburn, as I said, Golf and Country Club. Traditionally, in more recent years, this event's been taken around the country and around Great Britain, played at many of the fine links golf courses that are very much part of the Open Championships rota. But this year they're back at the Parkland Golf Course, the Woburn Golf and Country Club. The first time here since 2016. It was played quite a bit here back in earlier years when the likes of Kari Webb won it and Karen Lund won also here, I think, back in the early days, another Australian golfer. But Jin Young Ko will start as the favourite this week. She is the dominant player in the female game now. She did finish second in the event when not an LPGA Tour player back in 2015. But she certainly has much more credential player now. She's been an LPGA Tour player for the last couple of years now. And she comes off the back of that win at the Evian Championship last week. She's a hot favourite. She's in hot form. She's going to be tough to beat, you would think. Sun Hyung Park, no top 10s in this event and three starts, but this course might suit better. Playing very well at present, she's been 6th, 6th, 1st and 2nd in her last four starts this season. The battle between her and Jin Young Ko will be very interesting indeed. NB Park is closing in on her first win of the year, I feel. She won this event back in 2015. She didn't play when it was played here in 2016. She had that injury, you may recall, when she took quite a bit of time off. She appeared to play in the Olympic Games and actually won the gold medal there, so that was one hell of a performance. And the player that I often talk about and plays well in big events, she's a bit of a teaser in many ways, but Amy Yang, I think, could be a chance at longer odds. I think she's around about the 40-1 mark. May not necessarily be her type of course, but she does play the big events well, as I said. And at $41, I think she represents some value. Of the Australians, Minji Lee and Hannah Green are the standouts. Lee seems to have gone off the boil a little bit at present. She missed the cut last week, funnily enough, at the Evian Championship, which was a bit of a surprise. Hannah Green returned to tournament golf after a few weeks off, and I thought put in a reasonably good week last week in France, where she finished 30th. And I think with that bit of rust dusted off, she may well do a lot better this week. Catherine Kirk's in the field, Sue Oh, Sarah Kemp, Whitney Hillier, who managed to get a start via local qualifying for the event, and Kari Webb, the three-time winner, including her win here back in 1995, I think it was. She's in the field, but of course Kari now is just really very much a part-time golfer and not playing well enough to contend in this event, but just so great to have her in the field as one of the greats of the modern-day game as far as female golf is concerned. And arguably one of the greats of the game, full stop. So that is the Women's British Open. Jin Young Ko at $9, Sung Hyun Park at $14, NB Park at $17, and Amy Yang for a bit of longer value at $41, my selections in that event. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.